This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that goes along to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail to the post offices so we get our mail delivered to us today. Now, let's not forget the suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. Appreciate them and all they do. And, of course, our friends over at the Amazon warehouse and the Amazon drivers tuning in, listening to us as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. As Captain's America, Captain at an S to it, America, that's how you get there. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. You'll see a lot of different stuff over there that you probably didn't know was around. Now, let's go to the telephone line, and hour number two, we start out just like we did hour number one with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, guess who was on TV yesterday, CNN's State of the Union?
Who was that?
Shifty Schiff.
Oh, Adam Schiff.
And he was asked a question by the reporter over there, the host. If you are subpoenaed by the Republicans when they take over, will you comply? Listen to this answer.
If you are subpoenaed by Republicans when they take over, will you comply?
We'll have to consider the validity of the subpoena.
Did you hear that?
I am not surprised. I did. I am not surprised. Are you surprised about that?
No, but the guy's an idiot to say that, because have you ever been you're held in contempt of court? The guy was a district attorney, by the way. He's supposed to be a lawyer. He's supposed to know.
Well, but Adam Schiff is simply saying this because, number one, he can't believe that, that he is likely going to be called to do some kind of testimony with the GOP.
And no longer be a member of the committee either.
Well, that's right. But so now, of course, well, we'll have to consider the validity of that. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Good enough for Democrats when they want to do what they want to do. But it's, I guess, what's good for the goose isn't so good for the gander, I guess.
Well, maybe he can follow the Chinese, or Chinese, maybe he can follow the Mexicans north to the Canadian border.
Well, I think we'll clear a path for him on that one.
Sure, we'll even give him a truck to ride on.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting, Captain, to actually see Adam Schiff maybe have to answer some questions once in a while. But, you know, this is his whole thing. You know, his whole thing is spouting the stuff that he does, and suddenly if the shoe's on the other foot, well, then he's going to hide behind some kind of crazy thing like that.
Okay, well, let's talk about a little politics here. Maricopa County is releasing their election data today. And they also will certify their election today. Now, Carrie Lake has got a lawsuit going to try to stop all that. That may or may not have a decision rendered today. We'll see. But I think that she's going to be on the short end of the stick again, because I just don't see anybody in Arizona standing up to help a Republican under any circumstances do a recount, which is what she wants, a recount.
Well, exactly. Once the election is certified, I think it's going to be very difficult, to say the least, to try to do anything about that. But what may come out of it, though, ultimately, at the very least, is the information about what happened with these chips and the counting of the votes and all these kinds of things that are going to, that can bear on a future election. But whether or not they'll be told to, and I can't imagine the election would be invalidated at this point if it is finally certified.
No, and we may or may not find out about what happened to the chips and how they got switched and why the correct ones weren't there, affecting some 150,000 votes where they had to stop everything and start over again to try to decipher what the votes were. And then, oh, by the way, they made those door three votes, which is a question all by itself. What's a door three vote?
Well, right. I think they put those votes aside to be counted in a different manner.
In door three.
But you know, Captain, to some degree, a lot of this plays right into the Democrats' hands. They love nothing more than to point the finger and say, look at the Republicans, they never accept election results, knowing full well that there's been some kind of hanky-panky that went on with it. So they like to that kind of stuff.
I'll have to find that song you just reminded me. My girl, my baby does the hanky-panky. Remember that one?
I think so, yeah.
I'll have to find that one. Okay, well, hold the thought there. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday edition. Don't go anywhere.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Yep, and I usually don't get there till about 20 after 6 or so because I don't leave the station until I get off the air at 6 o'clock, and I can't get out the door at 6 o'clock. It takes me about 5 minutes to get everything assembled here, and then out the door I go. So it takes me a minimum of 15 minutes when the weather's good to get over the bridge and there's no traffic to get over to the Village Inn in St. Pete. And so I'll be there a little bit later. Jeff will be there sitting waiting for you, though. You'll see him sitting at the table. So if you want to come over and join us, come on over. Village Inn, 4th Street, just south of Dale Mabry, or south Dale Mabry, excuse me, south of Gandy in St. Pete. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I've been taking religiously for over 8 years. The reason I take it is simple. It works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, if you've got general muscle aches and pains, or maybe you've got problems with your back or your knees or your legs or your neck or your shoulder or your hip or your whatever, okay, this is a product that will work for you. Simply stated, folks, if you got pain, this product will find it and either get rid of it altogether or make it so you can at least move around a little bit better. Okay? Now, you can get rid of it eventually over a period of time by taking Relief Factor for a lengthy period of time and by beefing the dosage up a little bit to where you get it in your system and then it's there already. Because when you take it, you're supposed to take it first thing in the morning with your breakfast, and then the next time you would take it would be like lunchtime. The next time you would take it after that would be dinner time if you needed to take it 3 times a day, and that's all they recommend. Now, I have taken it 2 times a day. I've actually taken it 3 times a day when the pain and the swelling in my ankle and foot and leg has gotten so bad that I couldn't stand it. But you want to know something? It works. It works. It may take a second shot to do it. May even take a third shot to do it. But it works. The swelling goes down, the pain goes down, and I feel a whole lot better. And you can find out about it, too, by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, check it out, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. It'll work. You'll be glad you did. relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And Kyle says,
all you have to lose is pain.
And that's a big deal. If you're awake right now, listen to me, because you're in pain, this will help you sleep. I'll tell you that much. It will help you to sleep. All right, Kyle, I don't know who this could be, but the niece of Iran's supreme leader is urging the world to cut ties with Tehran. I'm not sure I know who she is. Do you?
I'm not familiar with her, to be honest, but we do understand that that's exactly what she is talking about. And, of course, the idea of cutting ties with Tehran, or at the very least having a very serious critique and discussion about what's happening in Tehran, and backing it up with sanctions, and not just sanctions, Captain, but also help and support to all the countries in the Middle East, like Israel, our biggest ally, of course, in the Middle East, but other countries as well that recognize the problem that Iran represents and the idea that it needs to be isolated. You know, President Trump had the right idea about essentially building a metaphorical wall around Iran and containing it. But I don't know where the Biden administration's on this. I know they're not there.
No, and I know somewhere else they're not. And that was the December OPEC Plus meeting, because they're going to weigh in on the market conditions, and OPEC Plus is considering lowering the price of oil again because the Arabs need to have a little bit more money. How about that one?
Well, these are the forces that go to work sometimes, right? They need to be able to make a money off their product. The central question, though, Captain, that Americans should be asking the White House at every single turn and asking their elected politicians at every single turn is, why do we have to buy so much oil from foreign sources?
We don't.
Why can't we drill here? Because, yeah, it's been proven. We don't need to do that.
Nope, we don't.
And if we're going to be independent and we're going to have a proper national security footing, we need to be able to have our own energy.
Joe Biden is not going to go independent and let us come back with the oil situation the way we had it under Donald Trump. He's just not going to do it. The Republicans are stating they're going to open the doors to be able to do it, but they're going to have to get Biden to go along with it. If he doesn't go along with it, then we're back where we started. But at least the Republicans will be on the right course, because we all know that we have more oil that could be produced here in the United States, and we wouldn't have to buy it from overseas at the extravagant prices that they have it, because the price over there has always been higher than it's been over here, because they need to have the higher dollar amount because of the currency exchanges and all that stuff.
Right. It's a common sense issue, and it should transcend politics. But it doesn't, because the Biden administration and the liberal left, they want to be able to maintain this notion of big bad oil companies who are profiteering and this kind of stuff. We got to go after these oil companies, Captain. We don't have to, have more oil. We just have to go after the oil companies. It's just so ridiculous.
Now, Black Friday deals were everywhere. I went to a couple of malls. I saw them, outside the stores. There's things, a display set up and on the aisles and all that sort of stuff. Went to the Walmart, and they were just everywhere to be seen. But when I got to the Walmart, there weren't any shoppers. I was like one of half a dozen people that were there in the wee hours of the morning, the early morning. That was Saturday morning. And, of course, Black Friday went all weekend long at these places. I don't think that these stores did what they thought they were going to do for Black Friday. I could be wrong, but, you know, I just don't see it.
Well, we know a couple of things. The last I saw was that shoppers had spent some $9 billion or thereabouts
online
on Black Friday shopping. Just all told. So people are trying to spend. Now, I think they are spending on their credit cards, though, Captain. I don't know that they're just spending out of their abundance in their bank account, per se. But we'll see about that. But also, you're right. And I was at a big shopping mall earlier on Sunday as well. And it was, well, to say it was pretty dead would be an understatement. And it just wasn't a whole lot. But the deals were out, you know, the big percentages off on the windows and so forth. But I think a lot of people are looking, especially because here we are. It's Cyber Monday, everybody.
Yeah, it is Cyber Monday, and they're expecting some $15 million to be spent online. I doubt we'll see that, but who knows?
Well, right. Well, I think people are looking for deals and so forth. And I do think, though, they've got this thing in the back of their mind, at the very least, about inflation, higher energy bills to heat their homes, let's say, not just put gas in their tank, but to heat their homes, for goodness sake, as we head into winter. And this, I think that there's going to be a piper to be paid as we head into the new year after the holidays.
Well, probably, but gee whiz. And by the way, when it comes to heating oil and whatnot, I forgot to look at the price of heating oil. Let's see if I can find that real quick here. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Get over there. I got to open a couple of different windows to do this. All right, there it is. Heating oil is, I'm going to say it's up, and I don't even know. So let's see. Yep, son of a gun. Heating oil is up, and it's staying up.
Well, I can imagine that it will, and also it could. It's a commodity that that people are going to need as we go through a cold winter here. No matter where. I mean, in some cases it may be more mild than before, and who knows? We're looking at some of these weather patterns that are happening in terms of the snowfalls and things like that, but it's definitely going to impact people's budgets.
Well, the Northeast is where it's going to impact people the most, as we well know. And over there in Europe, it's already impacting people. Plus, the Russians have cut back on the delivery of natural gas, so they're not going to be able to have natural gas to do a lot of their heating either. And in the Ukraine, I don't know, it's going to be so cold, who knows what's going to happen, right?
No kidding. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour. News and views and all that great stuff. Your stations will be able to advertise a little bit. And we will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after that break. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A man in San Francisco's Mission District went on a destructive joyride when he hijacked a city bus and attacked its driver during Thanksgiving weekend. The erratic driver sped through the streets and swerved into opposite lanes before coming to rest on a Friday night. Suspect was identified as Ricky Renee Dancy, 34. Donald Trump called rapper Kanye West a seriously troubled man who just happens to be black. After the ex-president was roasted for a meeting this week with the embattled hip-hop star and a white nationalist, the 76-year-old Trump dined with West and white nationalist Nick Fuentes, both of whom are under fire.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell me, Captain sent you. HeroesMile.com is the website. That's HEROESMILE. HeroesMile.com. That's the website to go to. Those are veterans helping veterans. You have veterans on the other end helping you with whatever problems you've got, including first responders. You'll have first responders working with you to help you with your problems. Now, this is a great organization. A great organization. And I can tell you, from the conversations I've had with them, plus what I know about it, and in talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant General Bill Lennox, that he is dead serious on helping as many veterans as Heroes Mile can possibly do. It's not just about PTSD. It's not just about mental and medical things. It's also about maybe you got some problems trying to get your finances in order, or maybe your married life is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And you need a little push, a little shove, a little advice. They can do all that to help you. So check them out, HeroesMile.com, or give them a call at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2, 888-VET-NOW-2, HeroesMile.com. Check them out. and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, back to the drawing board here. You know, Nancy Pelosi, her favorability has finally hit rock bottom, the lowest it's been since they've been keeping track of Nancy Pelosi. Are you surprised?
I'm really not surprised, Captain, and it's not simply because of her long tenure. I do think that it's mainly because she, as well, has been incredibly divisive. You know, in all of this of late, with Trump and the whole situation, and so I think that people are kind of saying good riddance. They want to hearken back to those times of division. I really do think people want to look forward, and they don't see her as a bastion who has, you know, kept the gavel and all this other stuff. I think they just kind of want to say, okay, bye, Nancy.
Yeah, well, they do, because here's the rest of it. Voters aren't sad to see her go. There's a number of people that are going, hey, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
Well, again, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think people really do want some kind of new beginning. And this is where, again, assuming Kevin McCarthy becomes the Speaker of the House, the GOP has a real opportunity here to show the American people what's going to happen with a new sheriff in town and do what they can do. The GOP doesn't control the Senate or the White House, obviously, but they can certainly have a big impact. And if they concentrate on that, I think that they can be successful.
Well, we know that they can't wait to get Nancy Pelosi off the gilded throne with her gavel, the Speaker of the House, back into the regular order of things. But she's not going to be happy there. And I think it's just a matter of time before she cons her way into some ambassadorship somewhere or some special advisory position to make her feel like she's still as important as she's not.
Well, I have a feeling that that's probably the plan anyway, and that it's somehow been at least discussed or worked out to some degree. No, she's not going to simply fade away, and she said she wasn't going to have any kind of leadership role of any kind. So she's just going to be a congresswoman from California. I don't see her serving out her term with that. I think you're right. She will try to do something different.
By the way, she gets to take the monogram toilet paper with her, too. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Yeah.
The rolls that have the Speaker of the House's emblem on them.
Well, I guess it's the perks of the position, I suppose. But I think Americans are much more concerned with what's happening in their lives. Yeah.
I can hear it now. If you're a Republican, I wipe my butt with Nancy Pelosi's toilet paper. can hear it now.
Well, but again, I do think, especially with the GOP, if they really start delivering on the commitment to America and really try to take a bead from the former Speaker of the House before with the contract with America, right?
Yeah.
The idea is that they've got to go forward. I don't think Americans really want to look backward at all. I think they want something to make sense at this point.
Now, Congressman Jerry Carl has said there's a push right now to make Hunter Biden look normal. How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know if there's enough stuff in Christendom to make Hunter Biden look normal.
How do you do that? I mean, I what am I missing here?
Certainly because they know, Captain, that this is really explosive stuff, that this is the kind of stuff that, if not suppressed, as it was back during the 2020 election, that it has legs, that it has the ability to get up and start running all on its own in order to start making everybody's life really, really miserable in the Joe Biden orbit.
Now, there are more Americans, older Americans, that are aging as a single, than ever. Some of them are facing some difficulties, I guess, for whatever reason. Many of them are widows or widowers, and they just don't want to go along to get along. They're just not just looking for
a mate or a friend or a live-in partner or anything like that. They're content doing what they're doing, but eventually down the line, they kind of wish that they might have somebody on their team, so to speak, because there's a lot of problems starting to develop. One of the questions they ask you when you get a physical when you're over 65 is, are you having any mental problems? Are you having any problems with this or problems with that? Does this bother you? Does that bother you? And that's one of the reasons they're doing it, because of that that I just told you.
Well, certainly, yeah, the idea, of course, is that anybody experiencing something like that, they want to reach out to somebody, a trusted friend, maybe a minister, maybe a family member, because people have to understand that they're truly not alone, that there are resources and that there are people that do care about them.
Yeah, and we all get that. Now, Joe Manchin is on the brink of losing his little side deal. The GOP right now is going to be seeking his 2024 ouster because of the last little deal that he made with Joe Biden.
Well, right. And, you know, Manchin, for all the good things that he's done, it sometimes is problematic. He had, I think, a real opportunity, and maybe still does, I don't know, to actually come over to the Republican side. That could still happen, and maybe in a very specific kind of circumstance. But, yeah, if they can get the seat and make it a real Republican, then they should, and they could.
By the way, I'm not sure if this ever cleared itself up yesterday or not, but over 3,500 U.S. flights were delayed as Thanksgiving weekend ended. A lot of crews were having problems trying to make the planes, the crossovers and the switches and the changes. Some of it had to do with the weather. Some of it had to do with delays on the other end.
Well, that's exactly right. And so all kinds of travelers, those that were traveling earlier in the weekend, I think had a much better time of it than those who were impacted, as you said, by this weather and also by these other logistical problems.
Yep, absolutely, as they say. Absolutely. We had an attack in Somalia at the capital. Islamic militants attacked a hotel owned by government officials in Somalia, and it's not known how many injuries were there, how many people were killed and whatnot, but this is once again Somalia flaring up. It's just a land that can't be controlled for some reason.
Yeah, that's an understatement, I think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ashley Moody, who is the Attorney General of Florida, says that people move to our state, Florida, because they see that leadership matters. It brings on a great way of living, and life is good. And she mentioned several different things, and I think she's absolutely spot on target.
Yep, here, here.
Here, here, there, there, and up for the way. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we head to break. And we shall return with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Walk this way.
That's right, Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Steve Tyler.
Yep, I like that song. I mean, that'll get the juices moving if you need to get a little motivation going there. I wonder who we woke up with that one. All right,
a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, could be. Okay, well, go take a look at the weather out west, and then I'll take it from there when you get over towards Nebraska.
All right, folks, if you're in the Seattle or Portland area up in the Pacific West, you've got rain, and more rain over the next several days. It's going to stay with you there. We continue with winter storm warnings there in central Washington, also central Oregon. We've got also winter weather advisories up in northern Idaho over towards Missoula, Montana. Salt Lake City, you've got a winter weather advisory, and all down Interstate 15 down to St. George as we look for more weather to come in as we go through the week. Our friends in Reno, you've got, of course, also more storm coming in this week, of course, and that's going to keep temperatures cold, and you're also going to have some winds and snow returning this week as well. Wind advisory in the high deserts in Southern California. This impacts Interstate 15 and also Interstate 40 heading over towards Arizona. And by the way, Captain, coming home from Las Vegas, Nevada over the Thanksgiving weekend, travelers were met with a 16-mile backup, especially in the area right there around the border of Nevada and California near Gene, Nevada. So it was really quite something. It took people a long time to get back to Southern California. Taking a quick look at our mountain passage, snow flurries up on Snoqualmie. Looks like up on Cabbage. We've got snow flurries and spots of ice as well. 4th of July, surface there is wet, and it's 19 degrees. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, the northeastern corner of Nebraska right now has a winter storm watch in it. My goodness, what a difference an hour makes. Up there in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, we have a winter storm watch, as well as just over the line into Minnesota and up there towards Duluth and up towards the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. There is a winter storm watch up in that area as well. And down below, going way down into the valley, Brownsville on up towards Corpus Christi, you've got a dense fog advisory. Now, that fog comes straight across over towards Eagle Pass, so be advised. We've been told visibility is near zero in many places, but unfortunately, the big riggers know when they go down there, guess who doesn't slow down?
Who's that?
The Mexicans. They can't see any more in the truck skin, and they'll go zooming by them, and all of a sudden there's somebody off in the woods or whatever, you know, whatever the case might be, or out in the desert. So be careful, guys and gals, going that way. Also got some fog tonight along New Orleans over to the east, and it'll stick with you till probably around 9 a.m. Up the east coast, we got a gale warning about Savannah way, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay, and then we've got some fog co-mixed up through there. We got a little bit of rough weather from Jersey, now the north part of Jersey, around Long Island, on up to Nova Scotia, and, of course, all the way up through New England, along the Atlantic coastline there, so be advised of that. There is a possibility for some winter weather sooner rather than later up there in Presque Isle and Caribou, Maine. So if you're going up, you get your load of fries, French fries, be advised that you could be in some weather trying to get up there and do what you need to do. And other than that, the weather right now is such that the storm that's out west, that Kyle just told you about what it's doing in different places, that's moving to the east. Now, I can see right here on the weather map that I-80, especially coming out of Wyoming, if it isn't already there, it'll be in the panhandle of Nebraska shortly. And I can also see that it's moving a little bit further across when it comes out of Texas over towards New Mexico, over towards Oklahoma, and in particular Amarillo, Texas. So be advised of all that. So, Kyle, tell us, number one, how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us number two, why the Pilot and Flying J are such a great place to go to.
Well, Captain, of course, because they want to be your oasis out there on the road, whether it's going to be fuel or food or supplies. Go to pilotflyingj.com, find the location nearest you, join the My Rewards Plus app, start saving today. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, find out more about him, and find out how you can hear his program several times a week. Now, we have got Denise Simon on the telephone line here right now, so let me go up there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Easter Bunny's on the parade. That would be you, the part-time Easter Bunny. You're delivering the candy. Right. You're delivering the candy tonight, right? There you go. All right. Maricopa County has replied to their state's attorney general, and they've said that they're going to certify the election Monday, today, for the governor.
Yeah, it's pretty much over with, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if Carrie Lake can get, she's going to court, supposedly, to try to stop this thing or slow it down or something. I'm not sure she'll be able to. Are you?
Well, depends upon when there's a hearing, but if there's a certification, there's a certification. So
correct.
You'd have to have an emergency injunction on it, but I don't know what that process is, what that timeline is really going to be.
I don't either, but I know if she's able to do that today, she might be able to get something done to slow it down a little bit, but as far as stopping it, I'm not sure that anything's going to stop the process there in Arizona, because they are convinced, the Democrats at least, that everything they did was okay and legal according to the state laws in Arizona, and they might have been, for all I know.
I haven't read the lawsuit, so I really can't speak to that. But we know that it was a little shaky out there, for sure.
Yeah, we'll know tomorrow, probably. I mean, as far as what the lawsuit's going to be, because she'll either have won it or not won it. That's the way it'll be. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline. I don't know what the timeline is.
Okay.
For the judge.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump came out and said the DOJ is corrupt. The special counsel is nothing more than a political hitman, Jack Smith, who was part of the Lois Lerner IRS scandal. Remember that?
I do. I mentioned that last week.
Yep, we did mention that last week, but he mentioned it yesterday. So he got it out there for the first time as well, and people are going, well, now, wait a minute here. The time out here on this Jack Smith guy.
Well, as I mentioned, Jack Smith's wife was the producer of the documentary on Michelle Obama.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's hardly non-partial.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with some non-partial advertising. Let your stations take care of that for you. And we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. More in store for you on the Captain's America Third Watch.com.
You're listening to the Captain's
this
America
is Frank
Third Silvaro Watch
from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.